From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Senator Hillary Clinton offers a plan for the mortgage crisis. We're going to get details in just a moment.
First, we go to Detroit, where Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was charged today with perjury, obstruction of justice, and other crimes. The indictment stems from a text messaging scandal involving his former chief of staff, Christine Beatty. They both denied on the witness stand having an affair. Here's Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announcing the charges.
In this case, we asked, number one, can we charge perjury? Yes. Two, are there other crimes and offenses that we can charge other than perjury? Yes. Should we charge? Yes.
Reporter Celeste Headley was at the prosecutor's news conference in Detroit. She joins us now. Hi, Celeste. And quickly, give us a rundown of the indictment.
Well, there are 12 charges, 8 against the mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, and 7 against the mayor's former chief of staff and former mistress, Christine Beatty. Altogether, these are all felony charges. Altogether, the mayor could be facing 80 years, and Christine Beatty could be facing 75, were they to be convicted on all 12 counts.
So very serious charges today coming from the prosecutor's office. Give us a background now. How did this all come about?
Well, this all actually stems back to the mayor's first term. He is in his second elected term. And there was a rumored party at the Manoogian Mansion, which is the mayor's mansion in Detroit. It all stems from that party, actually, which the police started investigating because there were allegations that there was misconduct at the party, that a stripper was killed because the mayor's wife showed up and became angry. And there were revealed earlier this year by the Detroit Free Press text messages showing that the mayor and Christine Beatty, who were having a relationship at the time of the party, discussed the firing of the police officers who were assigned to investigate this party and assigned to investigate the mayor himself and his conduct and whether or not he was having affairs that involved public dollars.
And so how do the allegations of perjury fit in here?
Well, they were both deposed. Some of the allegations of perjury relate to their depositions that went through last year, but the most serious ones relate to their actual appearance at the trial, in which they both denied, A, having a sexual relationship, but they also, both of them, denied knowing that those police officers were going to be fired, and they denied knowing that the police officers were investigating this party, which these text messages, which have been revealed, show clearly that not only did they know all of that was going on, but that they were discussing quite intensely whether or not to fire these police officers and how they should go about doing it.
Until now, the mayor has steadfastly refused calls to step down, to resign. Has he issued any kind of reaction to the indictment today?
He is expected to have a press conference within moments. No one expects him to step down. He has 2 years remaining on his term, and everyone expects he's going to try and serve those and to fight these charges to the fullest extent that he can. The city council did pass a pretty much toothless resolution last week asking him to resign, and he did not do so. The only point now that could happen is for the citizens of Detroit to try and do a recall. But, of course, that's a very long process. That could take 6 months to a year.
And I understand that the city, which is not doing so well financially, has spent millions of dollars already on this case.
And this is the point at which Kim Worthy pointed out that it could involve perhaps the U.S. Attorney's Office. She did mention that she was speaking with them. And if we're talking about corruption and the misuse of public funds, that could become federal charges instead of just from the county prosecutor. So there could be further trouble down the road for the mayor of Detroit.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Celeste Headley reporting from Detroit.